Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Data. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Data Concepts in the Data Analytics for Business Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the distinction between structured and unstructured data, various data collection methods, and the different sources from which data can be derived. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify the types of data relevant to your business needs and select appropriate methods for data collection. Main content: structured versus unstructured data. Data can be categorized into two main types, structured and unstructured. Structured data refers to information that is organized in a predefined manner, typically in rows and columns. This type of data is easily searchable and can be processed efficiently by computers. Examples include data stored in databases, spreadsheets, or CRM systems. For instance, customer records in a finance company, which typically include fields such as name, contact information, and transaction history, represent structured data. On the other hand, unstructured data lacks a predefined format or organization. It can include text, images, videos, and more. This type of data is often more challenging to analyze and requires advanced techniques such as natural language processing or image recognition. Examples in the finance sector might include customer feedback from social media, emails, or voice recordings from customer service interactions. Understanding the difference between these two types of data is crucial for determining the right analysis methods and tools for your needs. Data collection methods. Once you understand the types of data, the next step is to choose the appropriate methods for data collection. There are several methods to consider, each with its advantages and challenges. Surveys and questionnaires. These tools can be used to gather structured data directly from customers or employees. For example, Vibe Code Solution could conduct a survey to assess customer satisfaction with their services. This method allows for quantitative data collection and can be easily analyzed. Interviews and focus groups. These qualitative methods provide deeper insights into customer opinions and behaviors. Conducting interviews with finance professionals or organizing focus groups can yield unstructured data that reveals attitudes, motivations, and perceptions about financial products. Observational studies. This method involves observing customer behavior in natural settings. For instance, observing how customers interact with a financial app can provide insights into user experience and highlight areas for improvement. Web and social media analytics. Using analytics tools to track user engagement on websites and social media platforms can help gather both structured and unstructured data. Analyzing patterns in this data can inform marketing strategies and product development. Choosing the right data collection method depends on your objectives, the type of data you need, and the resources available. Data sources. Understanding where to source data is equally important. Data can be gathered from various sources, including internal sources. These include data generated within your organization, such as transaction records, customer databases, and employee performance metrics. For a finance company, internal data is often the most reliable for decision-making processes. External sources. These are data collected from outside your organization, such as market research reports, industry publications, and public databases. Partnering with data providers can enhance your data landscape significantly. Third-party data providers. Companies that specialize in collecting and selling data can provide valuable insights. For instance, a fintech firm may purchase demographic and spending behavior data to better target their financial products. Public data, government databases, and public records can serve as valuable sources of information. For example, economic indicators published by government agencies can inform investment strategies and risk assessments. Selecting the right data source is crucial for ensuring the quality and relevance of your data. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the types of data, structured and unstructured, along with various methods for data collection and sources of data. Understanding these concepts equips you to make informed decisions about data use in your organization. By the end of this lesson, You are now capable of distinguishing between data types and selecting appropriate collection methods that align with your business objectives. Reflection questions: how would you determine whether to use structured or unstructured data for a specific analysis in your role? Which data collection method do you think could provide the most valuable insights for VibeCode solution, and why? Assess your understanding. What are the main differences between internal and external data sources, and how might each be useful for your analysis?